What's going on,
What's
world?
happening?
We're at KC Vibe and we are back to vibe with you guys yet one more week.
One more week, one more week, one more game, my friend.
So, as always, sit back, get everything you
Yo.
need ready to rock and roll, and
Yo.
we will be with you guys in what, about 35 seconds?
Yep.
All right, let's get it, man. Let's go.
Yep.
Oh, you know I love a good
Oh, I
vibe,
know you
man.
do. Hey.
Saying, won't you come and vibe with us? You can vibe with us. You can come and vibe with us. You can vibe. Won't you come and vibe with us? You can vibe with us. You can come and vibe with us. Saying, won't you come and vibe with us? You can vibe with us. You can come and vibe with us. Saying, won't you come and vibe with us? And just like that, we are back.
Like we never left, dog.
Yeah. All right. So I want to say about a month ago, month and a half ago, we went live on Facebook and we we asked for different topics that we can, you know, talk about on the podcast and all that. And one of the responses that we got that kind of stood out was the family that you're born into versus the family that you create.
That's interesting.
Right. So we've dibbled and dabbled a little bit in the past podcast. If you go back to season one, we've talked about like in-laws, we've talked about gender roles, we've talked about like how our upbringing, I guess you can say, has affected our gender roles and
The
the
way
way
we
that we,
bring about household.
right, the way that we parent or lack thereof in certain situations. But I want to dig a little deeper. 'Cause when I think about the family that you're born into versus the family that you create, I think that you can't do that without tackling the past.
Of course.
Like past things you've been through. That makes sense. So I found two quotes. I know the past, what, past 2 weeks, they're probably like, dang, Kenesha, you hitting us with two quotes?
Let's get
Two
it.
tweets. Two quotes. A quote, a tweet, a
Yeah,
tweet.
you gonna tweet the quote.
So the first quote is from an author unknown, right? And it says, "Never be a prisoner of your past. It was not a lesson." Oh, excuse me. Let me reverse that. What's up? It says, "Never be a prisoner of your past. It was a lesson, not a life sentence." Okay? So run that back for the people in the back. You want to write that down. The first quote is, "Never be a prisoner of your past. It was a lesson, not a life sentence." Okay? And the second quote that I found that I think kind of ties into all of this as well, right? Says, "If you could erase all the mistakes of your past, you would also erase all the wisdom of your present." One more time.
Go ahead.
It says, "If you could erase all of the mistakes of your past, you would also erase all the wisdom of your present."
Make a lot of sense.
So I'm gonna let you jump start it, baby.
Okay. Well, if we're gonna go ahead and get in this thing, I think that when it comes to your past, we look at things like the way we were raised. I was raised a certain way that was different from the way that you was raised. And we have to make adjustments when it comes to our household. Because with me, you know, I was more traditional. I'm like, hey, look, this is what it is. This is what it ain't. Ain't no in between. But with you, your family gave y'all a whole lot of gray area.
I'm not gonna say it was a gray area.
It was a lot of gray
area. I'm not gonna say gray. I'm gonna stop you there. I'm not gonna say gray.
Okay.
I'm gonna say where you are black and white, my family kind of added specks of colors in it. And okay. I say specks of color because where you were raised black or white, where it's like, this is what you do, this is what you don't do, this is what a man does, this is what a man doesn't do, this is a child's place, this is...
Yeah.
I was raised more so in a family where it gave you the opportunity to become your own person, to learn life lessons, and to gain the knowledge that you need for adulthood.
Yeah.
And that came with communication, you know, different things that we experienced that we had to experience on our own to help us grow, you know. The wisdom to take what we were taught and the faith in my parents to just be like, okay, let's hope what we taught you is what you carry into the world.
Yeah. And that's the hope for any parent. Mm-hmm. You know, we all teach our kids or try to teach our kids to do things the right way, but at the end of the day, when they get to a certain age, those decisions they're going to make gonna be based on what they want to do, not what we want to do. But we can only hope that we gave them the right advice to prepare them for those decisions or those outcomes of what they have to prepare for.
Okay. So
when it comes to that, the way that I was raised, traditional, you did something, you was wrong, get your ass whooped.
Now
that's pretty much
let's dive a little bit into that, okay?
Okay.
Let's not kind of brush over that. Let's dive into that.
Mm.
How would you say that your past, the way that you were brought up, and the way that you were taught to handle certain situations affected you into adulthood?
Okay, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I never knew it was not normal not to get a whooping. Okay. I thought everybody got whoopings. I thought that was, like, if you did wrong as a child, and you know you was wrong, your parents gonna get that belt, or they're gonna tell you to go and get them switches. And those of you don't know what a switch is, you go do some research. But that's how I was raised. I mean, I remember when I was trying to learn how to spell some words. Matter of fact, I had got an F on the spelling test. And I got a whooping. So bad for that. So if you raised that way, where you do wrong, you get a whooping for it. That's the only way that you really know.
Until, I go a little deep with you, like, ask you a question. Look, get into your bubble just a little bit so the people can hear. Would you say that you getting a whooping from, like, that spelling test, right?
Yeah.
Would you say that that played a big part in the anxiety that you have today, where you have this fear of screwing up because you don't want to be reprimanded from screwing up, you know what I'm saying? You got this fear of screwing up, and the fear is so strong that you sometimes end up screwing up trying to avoid the screw up because you were never taught how to deal with a situation, if that makes sense. So instead of your mother being like, yo, you failed this spelling test, let's sit back, let's go over the words you got wrong, let's see how we can study and all that other stuff and help you out, because tying into other kids who might be out there in the world, there's kids out there with dyslexia, there's kids out there with learning disabilities, there's stuff like that, and the parents are beating these kids, are getting mad at these kids and punishing these kids and all that, thinking that they're just not applying themselves, but yet and still they're actually struggling.
Yeah.
There's a struggle into it. And I honestly think the family that you were raised in versus the family that you create. Being raised in a household like that, I think that plays a big part into your anxiety into adulthood.
It could because I definitely, most of the time, I just triple check my work. I may even go through it 4 times just to make sure it's right. And sometimes when I redo stuff, I end up messing it up because it was correct the first time. But, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, it was how I was raised. Because just going back to that day, I think I was in like first grade. I didn't even know it was a spelling test. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I didn't even know I was supposed to study for that test. I took the test, not even knowing it was a test.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came back. I remember. I'm going to take it back. Way back to Monroe, Georgia.
Okay.
I remember.
Georgia, yeah. 1642.
Whatever. I remember. I caught the bus with my cousin. Can we say names on here?
Let's not say names. Okay. Let's make up names. Okay. We're going back to
I'm just calling D. I'm just calling D.
Hey, D.
Caught the bus with my cousin.
Uh-huh.
She stayed in Talos at the time. We got off the bus. Across the street, she had some friends. One of those friends was in my class.
Okay.
And I'm just saying they called him Pac-Man.
Okay.
Called him Pac-Man. And he came over to the house along with his sister. I'm going to say her name is Tandy.
I hope you remember all these names.
Yeah, I remember the names. They came over to the house, and it was at my Aunt T's house. You already know what Aunt T was. So we was over there chilling, and Pac-Man was crying. I'm like, what he crying for? And he was like, well, I got a bad grade on my spelling test, and my parents gonna whoop me. And I was like, they gonna whoop you. And he said it out loud. So my mom could hear it and my auntie could hear it. And my mom was like, you got a spelling test too? I said, I don't know. I said, I got my little notebook right here. So she looked at the notebook. And I got a bad grade too. I didn't even know it was a test. So right. Pac-Man was like, and he was like, I don't know why. I guess I was laughing at him. I don't know. He was like, I don't know what you laughing, Chad, because you got a bad grade too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
First grade. So I don't know what happened in between that, but by the time we got home, I just know my mom said, hey, look, go upstairs. Now we ain't have stairs. We stayed on Magnolia. She said, go to your room.
Go down the hall.
Huh? Yeah. Go down the hall. You can get a whoop for failing your spelling test. And I'm still confused. You know, I'm like, what? I'm getting a whoop for failing my spelling test. So I got a whooping that day. And, you know, it didn't make things better to me because it forced me to study. But I never learned how to study.
So it was a physical lashing. Was there also a verbal lashing?
You know that.
Okay.
You know
Can
that.
Can we ping pong a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's ping pong back to present day. Okay. The anger that comes from a place of your child, you feel not living to their full potential, or not studying the way they want to and all that other stuff. Your verbal lashings sometimes hurt just as bad as physical lashing.
Mm-hmm.
That anger that you just blast out there. That right there is something that's taught from the way that you were brought up.
Okay.
Now, had your mother spoke calmly to you, been like, yo, son, you got to study. This is how you study. I will help you. Because there's been times, if we pop back to my childhood, ping pong back over there, there's times where I remember before school, my mom sitting there doing our hair and stuff, reading off my spelling words for me to spell out loud before I have a test, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I do the same stuff with our kids. Yeah. If they need help studying, we're reading out loud and stuff like that. Had your mother taken that same approach with you, do you think you'll be different?
Wait a minute. Now, she did that after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to understand, I was her first child, you know, and she really did not know too much. She was learning as she was raising me up.
Mm-hmm.
So it took her an area to be like, okay, well, maybe if I go over these words with him, he'll learn it. We started doing that. But still, I don't know if it's just a sudden thing, but it was a physical lesson. Like, if I get a word wrong, or if I misspell something, get hit with a belt. It's just, and I ain't the only one.
And it transitions.
I ain't the only one.
It transitions into an adulthood.
Yeah, but all of us, it just happened to all of us. All of us in that neighborhood, our mamas was like that. That's just the way it was. And I thought that was normal.
Yeah, I think mentally it transitions, like I said, into adulthood, where it's that fear of screwing up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you either have this fear of screwing up, so you just go through life with this high anxiety, trying not to screw up, trying not to mess stuff up, trying to be sure you're on the right path, or all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the mindset where, well, I've already screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm already going to get in trouble. Well, I already got a record for this. Yeah. Why not do this too? So, would you say that all that in adulthood plays a part in how you were raised?
It can. Because if you, you know, brought around negativity,
mm-hmm.
that's all you know. It's going to be hard to get out of that mindset
mm-hmm.
and start thinking with a new mind. You learn stuff from people that are not members of your family. Like, when I met you
mm-hmm.
and seen the way that your people were, and I was like, okay, is this how it's supposed to be?
Okay.
But that wasn't normal to me. When I asked you one day, I said, baby, did y'all ever get whoopings? You was like, no. I said, what? I thought y'all was spoiled. I'm like, so y'all mm-hmm. some spoiled kids, you and your sisters. Y'all never got whoopings. Me thinking that it was normal, because you already know the verse that all the black people like to use.
Spare the rod,
spoil the child. And that the verse that stuck to my head from the time that I was a little bitty boy until I left my mama's house. So when it came to me as an adult,
mm-hmm.
of course, that's all I knew. So that transitioned with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, now I got my own kids. If they do wrong, guess what? They're going to have to pay the piper. They're going to have to get whoopings.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that was normal.
And it's funny that you bring that up, because I remember us having a conversation, because we real with the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember us having a conversation, and every time we got into it over something that had to do with one of our kids,
mm-hmm.
for you new listeners, we have 5 of them.
Yep.
So every time we got into it about something that had to do with one of our kids,
mm-hmm.
the biggest thing, your main thing that you used to say all the time was, that's how I was raised. That's how I was raised. That's how my mama used to do. How my mama used to do it.
Yep.
Until one day I looked at you and I said, it's funny how you try to mimic the things that you had happened to you when you were a child, and you see how you turned out, you see how it made you feel during that time, why the heck are you going to put that same generational curse on our children?
Just like I said before, that's not how I was thinking.
No, I'm just saying that's something that had that ding dong go off in your head.
Yeah, it had a light bulb go off.
Hey.
Yeah.
You kind of right.
Yeah.
People are constantly like, that's how I was raised with one tongue, but with the other side of that tongue, they're saying, dang, I was raised up messed up.
Yeah,
I was messed up. But yet and still, you're still trying to have these generational
curses.
Because
you think it's normal. You really think it's normal.
Right.
But it's not. You realize that it's not normal. And when you told me that, I was like, God, dog. I said, she right. Because now, I'm like, I know, and I had to learn that the way that I was disciplined as a kid, or the way that things were taught to me as a kid, were kind of not correct. They were kind of jacked up.
Yeah.
And I'm taking this same recipe and giving it to my kids.
And putting the same poison.
And they're going to be my age one day.
Doing the same thing
to their kids.
And it's funny because people look at toxic relationships, right?
Yeah.
And when they look at toxic relationships, they look at girlfriends, boyfriends, husbands, wives, stuff like that. But what they don't realize is that people can have toxic relationships within their families, too.
Yeah.
They can have toxic relationships with their parents, toxic relationships with their sisters, all that. My biggest thing is this. You guys hear me moving. My bad. These mics sensitive. When I look at my children, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never want my children to end up being in therapy or to end up freaking... Nothing's wrong with therapy. I'm just... Hear me out.
Yeah.
Hear me out, people. I'm not trying to have my children end up in therapy over something that they could have came and talked to me about,
mm-hmm.
but they're too scared to come and talk to me about it because they felt their feelings didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I never want my kids to sit around and talk amongst each other about monstrous things that I did or monstrous things that they think I did. In the fear of having to come and talk to me about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a strong believer that we had our kids young,
mm-hmm.
right? I had Rick when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
We had our kids young.
Speaking of Rick, happy birthday, son.
Yep, big 1-5 today.
Yeah,
big 1-5.
15 today.
So we had our kids when we were young.
Yeah.
So there's going to be things that were learning experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Things that it's like, dang, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I should do this.
Yeah.
With that being said, our kids nowadays have a relationship that's different with us than the kids who were like our generation.
Yeah.
With their parents.
Yeah.
If anything I was to say or I was to do or something like that, I'm a strong believer that our kids will come to us and be like, hey, when you said this, it was kind of messed up. Because it's already been said it before, like with you. When you just said something, she didn't care and be like, hey, when dad said this, it was kind of jacked up. And it gives you the opportunity to fix it.
Yeah.
Because I say all the time, people cannot fix something that they don't know is broken.
It's kind of
if
yeah,
they think that's how it's made, if they think it's made like that, they don't know it's broken.
Exactly.
Until someone looks at them and be like, hey, that piece don't go there.
Exactly.
You know that's broken, right? And it gives you the opportunity to fix it.
Yeah.
I think the issues start when someone looks at you and be like, hey, that piece right there is out of whack. That piece out there is broken.
Yeah.
And they give you the opportunity to fix it, but you ignore it. You'd be like, nah, it's all right.
Yeah.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. It looks good enough to me.
Yeah.
And I think that's the issue that a lot of people run into when it comes to the family that you were raised in versus the family that you create.
Mm-hmm.
You have this crossroad that is either the way that I was raised was good and this is how I want to raise my family.
Yeah.
Or you run into that crossroad where it's like, the way I was raised, I'll never want to raise my family like that. Because there's people who have tried to tell their parents what the issue was in their lives and all that. And their parents blew it off. Everyone's like, oh, you overreacting.
Of course.
And there's people, hold on, there's people who are too scared to have that conversation with that person because, like, you still remember clear as day when you were in first grade and you got your butt whooped for a... That's major. Bro, we've been together almost 17 years and sometimes you can't even remember my birthday. Yeah, you know, but if you remember that time specifically... First grade, we have a kindergartner right now. He's six, all right? Mm-hmm. So you have to be, what, 6, 7 years old. Mm-hmm. If you remember that time specifically and you knew how it made you feel and you see how that kind of changed the trajectory of your life and you weren't even in double digits, the family that you're born into has a major impact on the family that you create.
Exactly. And you're right. And it takes a lot of transitioning and a lot of learning and a lot of discipline to make yourself think differently. Now, here's my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There has to be a boundary. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we want our kids to come to us and talk about whatever they need to talk about. Right. But it has to be a boundary set there. Because do you want your kids to be too comfortable to the point where they're thinking instead of you being a parent, you're a friend?
This is the thing. This is where we argue a lot.
Yes.
We argue a lot. When it comes to my kids, I don't think there's any such thing as my kids being too comfortable with me. Because if you can't be comfortable, there's three people that you should be able to be pretty vulnerable and comfortable with, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's God. You can go to him with anything, absolutely, right? Your parents should be your line of communication. When anything happens, you should be able to go to your parents. Back when I was in high school, I had an incident that happened to me while I was at work. I had a whole sexual assault case that happened.
Yeah.
The first person that I went and talked to was my mom.
Yeah.
About what happened. Yeah. So that's two. And your third one, which we have talked about on the podcast before, your spouse.
Uh-huh.
Those three people you should be able to be vulnerable with. There's no such thing as being too comfortable.
I get it. I get
Within our relationship, you and I, us, me, there's no such thing as too comfortable.
Yeah.
We talk to each other about anything. Our kids, I expect our kids to look at us the same way. Because if they are not comfortable in the bed of their parents, they will go and be comfortable in the bed of somebody else who do not have their greatest.
120%. But I'm talking about a different type of parameter. Like, with me, I'm a grown man. But I would never, never cuss in front of my mom. Never. Because it's a boundary there. And it's a respect thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in those type of boundaries? Not saying that, hey, the kids can't be comfortable with us or whatever to come to them, to come to us with their problems. I'm talking about being so comfortable that they can just want, when they just cuss in front of us, use absurd language and stuff like that. Because they think that instead of being a parent, we're a friend to them.
There's a difference.
Huh?
There's a big difference. There is a big difference. You're not talking about comfortability and being able to communicate with your parents and stuff like that. That right there is a respect thing. My parents know I curse. My mom listens to our podcast. My dad curses like a daggone sailor. It's a respect thing that I will not curse in front of them.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, my parents aren't like, oh my God, you curse. Didi curse up a storm in front of my parents.
For real?
Didi be cursing. But it's my parents know that we respect them.
Yeah.
And it's a respect thing when it comes to that. Do I know my kids curse? Heck yeah. Chadrick was warming up something in the refrigerator. I mean, in the microwave, not in the refrigerator. Was warming up something in the microwave, right? He didn't realize how hot the glass got. And he touched it. And he dropped it. And he was like, shit.
Yeah.
And then I said, Rick. And he was like, mom, my bad. It was hot. But that's the respect thing. Now, he's not going to come to me and be like, Ma, let me tell you about this shit right here. No, he's not going to come and curse at me like that because that's a respect thing. So there is a difference between the comfortability to be able to come and talk to your parents and the comfortability to be just plain straight up disrespectful.
I get it.
But that goes way beyond your parents, too. When we went to, it was a track meet. You remember when we went to that track meet, the middle school track meet?
Yeah.
And we were sitting there as adults and there was kids behind us and they're cursing up a storm and all that other stuff. And we'd be like, bro, stuff like that is what starts at home. Because when I was in high school, not even middle school, when I was in high school, if I was around teachers, if I was around other people's parents and all that, I watched my voice. Yeah. I watched what I said because it's a respect thing. Because people aren't going to look at you and be like, oh, these kids cursing. They're going to be like, dang, how they talk to their parents? That's why there's that old saying where people be like, ooh, do you kiss your mama with that mouth?
Yeah.
Because that's just respect. That has nothing to do with my kid being comfortable enough to come to me and have a conversation with me. If I make my kid feel bad, if I hurt my kid's feelings, I would rather my kid come to me and be like, Mom, you hurt my feelings, than to keep all that bottled up inside and build that cancer inside of them and turn them into a toxic-ass adult.
Exactly, because that's going to play a toll in them and their relationship with other people when they get older.
So now do you understand
why? I definitely understand that. I never did not understand that. But I understand, you know, how I was raised and how I was bringing those implementations into the family that I'm raising as well. Mm-hmm. And how that toxicity that I had from being a little bit of boy to now, how that affected me and how it will affect my kids and my family if I bring my kids and family up the way that I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
but it took communication in order to get there. Because it took communication. It took you having to actually open up as an adult. Which is, shoot, we're already 33 minutes in. We're probably going to have to do a part two. But it played a part in your adulthood.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure there's listeners out there. If you guys are listening, you can stay anonymous or whatever, but shoot us a message. SKCVibe@gmail.com. Tell us your stories. Tell us how your upbringing somehow played a part in your adulthood.
Yeah.
In your family. How the family that you were born into somehow transitioned into the family that you created. Good, bad, or ugly. Right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know, like, we're not the only ones.
But that's it, baby.
We're not the only ones. All right. Well, I guess we gotta go. The music don't start.
Hit us up, you guys. Let us know what you think. And we will holla at you guys next Friday. All right? Bye.
Bye.
Hey, you guys, don't forget to tune in next week for part two of the family you were born into versus the family that you created. Don't forget to hit us up on our socials or hit us up on the emails. Tell us your stories. We'll keep you anonymous. We'll holler at you guys next week. Part two. Stay tuned.